That's good.
Friday movie time. Let's get the trivia out of the question. We are in Oscar season, wouldn't you say, Rafer and Kristen?
We are.
It is Oscar season, so your trivia question this morning is all about the Oscars. What are the two most nominated Oscar films of all time? Okay.
Ooh,
and
that's tough.
There's an easy one and there's a hard one. Most nominated, not most won. Most right. nominated. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, Takeaway Movie contributor, and co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast joins us. Also, Kristen Meinzer, the other host of the Movie Date podcast. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, you know, remember back when Denzel Washington in 2001 won Best Actor and Halle Berry, I believe, won Best Actress in that same year?
I remember that.
Oprah was crying and sobbing. And here's a sense of the diversity of movies gone past.
Doctors, lawyers never get beyond 16,000 rupees. He's on 10 million.
Jerry Maguire!
What can I do for you, Rod?
Show me the money.
Tell me a story.
Like my story?
No, not your story. A story.
You just protected yourself out of a championship.
My name is Clarice Precious Jones.
Only reason I'm here so you can say goodbye to your son.
Monique won for Best Supporting Actress there in 2009. Million Dollar Baby, Morgan Freeman in 2004. Denzel Washington, I mentioned, for Training Day. Jerry Maguire, boy, that's going way back. Cuba Gooding Jr. won Best Supporting Actress for that. And Slumdog Millionaire. Of course, all of South Asia won.
Yeah, that's right.
Slumdog Millionaire, it seems to me. But this year, and going down the list, what are you noticing here, Kristen?
I'm really disappointed. I think this is – I looked back over the last decade or so in Oscar nominations, and I found that this was the least diverse year as far as not just the actor nominations.
In a decade.
In at least a decade, yeah. That – I mean, not just the actor and actress nominations, but also the pictures that are nominated have very, very non-diverse casts.
Wait, does that mean white or what? What are you saying?
I'm primarily referring to, yeah, they're mostly
the
white.
Whitey's back? Is that
what you're saying? The man is back.
Yeah.
Is part of that a sign that you know, really after the extraordinary moment, and it was an amazing moment when Halle Berry and Denzel Washington both won together, that we're past something here in
no,
this concern about
this? No, this continued last year. Gabourey Sidibe and Monique, that was last year that happened. Slumdog Millionaire, all of these are in recent years. Crash, I'll even say that, which I did not like that movie. Babel, all these other movies that had very diverse casts. We're all within the last few years, and that was after Halle Berry.
Okay, but who are you blaming here? Were there diverse actors, minority actors, maybe that should have gotten a nod that didn't, which would make it the fault of the Oscars, or was it Hollywood's fault in that they're just not producing films that get nominated that have diverse casts?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I also think it's that the Oscars do not recognize comedies. That's one of the issues, and for the most part, this past year, the diverse casts, people who were not white, were in movies directed at kids or that were comedies.
Yeah, comedies and action films. I think when you tend to think of a quote-unquote minority film or a film that has a, let's say, like a majorly ethnic or black cast, they tend to be comedies and action films, and the Oscars don't tend to recognize
those.
So
this is more a story about the Oscars being irrelevant, not some, you know, issue of the pendulum swinging.
Oh, don't ever say that about the Oscars. I love the Oscars.
Well, you guys go nuts over the Golden Globes, and they are totally irrelevant.
I don't know. I think the problem is you don't have a lot of black filmmakers and producers, which I think is the real problem. I mean, there are a lot of black actors and actresses that we can all name, but there are very few actual black filmmakers that would come to mind if or minority filmmakers of any kind if you had to make a list.
You got Spike, you got Singleton.
Spike.
And he hasn't done anything a long time.
Singleton hasn't done anything a very long time. And you have Tyler Perry, again, known mostly for comedies. Although I think Tyler Perry...
Actually, the first thing out of his mouth is how the Oscars snub him.
You're right. Yeah.
He's right. Said very openly.
Yeah, very openly.
He'll never get an Oscar nomination.
Right, that's right.
And he's
right.
Proud
he has
of
said
it.
That. He has said
Good
that.
For him.
But, right. I mean, am I the only person who thinks it's, like, crazy that we were able to put together a montage of the wins of non-white actors? I mean, that just seems like... Clearly, there's something still wrong if we can still point to them and count them on.
And count them.
There's only about a dozen or so.
Yeah, there aren't that many.
Yeah.
And at this point, it feels like we should be past this.
Right.
I don't think so, but I go ahead, Rafer.
No, I mean maybe I don't know what it is. I feel like there are some actors and actresses who have been able to kind of transcend race in a way. Someone like Denzel Washington or Will Smith, who I think have been accepted. I think it's almost as if no one sees their color. In some way, I think people just accept them as an actor rather
Samuel
than
Jackson,
a black
actor. Samuel Jackson, I think, is that
way. Samuel L. Jackson, yeah. Maybe, sure. Yeah. But it's rare. It's you know, it's something you don't see that often, someone who's able to cross over that way and appeal to a really wide audience.
But I think that's going to change over time, mostly because I think these movies that are targeted at kids under 25 are much more diverse. If you look at TV shows and at movies, the casts are so much more diverse than the movies for people over 25. And you can even see that in The Social Network. A lot of that cast is Asian, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It's the only movie this year that's in the Best Picture nominations that seems to have any diversity.
Well, you can't shoot on location at Harvard and not have Asians in the picture. That's almost impossible. I mean, that's a realistic sort of look at America today. I mean, I think one of the things that's interesting here is Jim Carrey, who's a comedy actor, was given the opportunity to play an incredible role in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Eddie Murphy did the same thing in Dreamgirls, and the Academy really just came down hard on him and snubbed him. He had a serious role there. So I think it's harder for black actors to get out of this box in some sense.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I think that's true. And I think there's a certain idea that if you have a major black character in a film, all of a sudden it becomes a black film or a Hispanic film Asian film, and suddenly the film gets a little bit gets a little ghettoized, and it gets pushed to a niche audience rather than to a broad audience.
So we're not allowed now to talk about any of the films this year for the Oscars. I mean, it's going to make their Oscar show kind of thin.
Kristen's boycotting them all,
right? So
like grapes.
So you guys are off the air for the next month. Is that it? As we get to Oscar season?
No, we'll still be nitpicking. I think.
So for Black History Month, we're going to talk about all the white movies that were nominated. That's our theme. All right, trivia time. What are the two most Oscar nominated movies of all time?
I'm just going to say Gone with the Wind.
That'd
Is that in
that'd
there?
That'd be one of my guesses.
All right, it's not.
It's not.
No.
Come on.
Kidding.
There's another easy one. Come on.
Yeah, broke records for box office.
Sound of Music?
Oh,
please say it was The
guys,
Sound of Music.
How old are you guys?
Box office Jaws?
All right, let's give him a clip. Give him a clip.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be
a hard
bumpy
one.
Oh, that's night.
Betty Davis.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Is that All About Eve?
All About Eve. Very good. Okay, yeah. What's the other one?
Yeah,
Titanic.
Of course, Titanic
was
and
most
All
nominated.
About
no
Eve.
Kidding.
14 nominations for All About Eve and Titanic.
I'm a terrible Oscar predictor.
Yeah, well, you can get more about movies from Rafer and Kristen. You can get their podcast at Movie Date. Hopefully, they will be talking about the Oscar-nominated films. You can download it at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.